Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. How may I help you today?
Yes, I don't want your product anymore.
So you want to cancel it?
Yes.
All right. What's your zip code?
01089.
First and last name?
Susan, that's with a Z, S-U-Z-A-N. Last name is April, like the month, A-P-R-I-L.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Sure.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
387 Prospect Avenue, West Springfield, Massachusetts, 01089.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here. I do see you had the Avalair face cream and the Avalair eye serum. That product is all natural. Would you like to continue at a 35% discount every 30 days?
I thought I canceled this before, but I guess it didn't make it through. The eye serum here. I'm just want to send that back to you.
Yeah, they don't accept any product back in the warehouse. If you don't want the product, you have to cancel, so they'll stop shipping it to you.
So then what do I do with the product I have?
Now you just have to either keep it or dispose of it. Yeah, they don't, once they ship it to you, even if you haven't opened it, they won't take it back.
It's not opened.
Yeah, that's what I said. Even if it's not open, it's just the policy. Whenever you sign up, they let you know they're going to bill it to you monthly. So that means when you don't call in, you're saying that you want to keep getting the product. So that's why they won't take it back.
Okay, so they won't take it back. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, okay, so. While we're on the phone, you can cancel the auto send for me, please.
Yes, ma'am.
But I've already talked to the Bank of America, which is the charge card I initially put this on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already they're taking off the charges that you charged me.
All right. So what did you file with them? Did you file a product dispute?
No.
No, I'm saying, what did you file with them for them to be able to say they're going to take off your charges?
That I hadn't signed up the automatic mailing.
Okay. Yeah, what you'll need to do, like I said, you don't read the information, they don't think they are, but yeah, that's what you're authorizing is a subscription if you don't cancel to get it for free. So if they go back and investigate that and see you did, then you're going to end up paying this money back. So if you're having them investigate this and saying that you didn't authorize that, which you did, you need to tell them, you know, you spoke with the company, you didn't know you had signed it for a subscription. And as long as they verify that you're not, that they're not going to investigate this, then we'll give you a refund, but they have to call in to verify that, you know, they're not going to file anything due to you saying that you did not authorize these charges, because all these charges are valid due to your account.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, I haven't heard back from the bank yet, but.
Yeah, that's fine. Still have them give us a call, because if you told them that, a lot of times they will go ahead and do that, because if you're saying like you didn't sign up, that's usually what
right.
they do. So, yeah, just have them give us a call. Either you can do a conference call with them on the phone, or if you just want them to call in by themselves, if you're okay with that, then they can do that as well. Give me 1 second. Let me just make sure everything's canceled out for you. Yeah, like I said, you have to be careful when you sign up for these free trials. You better read that information.
No, I know. I think I had, like, bought two things close together.
Uh-huh.
You know, two trials close together, and I think maybe that's what happened, because I usually mark it on my calendar to cancel it to make sure that I do.
Yes, you got that right.
Or sometimes, I guess, you forget the 14 days and, you know, because life is stressful and this is what happens. So, okay, so you don't want the product back?
No, ma'am.
Okay, that's just one thing I wanted to make sure of or whatever, that I didn't have to go to UPS. Okay, so has the, so you've canceled the automated mailing?
Yeah, that is correct. The only thing you need to do is just have them give us a call back so we can get this account settled for you.
Okay. I appreciate everything.
You're so welcome.
Okay. Have a good day. Thanks.
All right. You too. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day as well. Check your email for the verification.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.